Here at the Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, I am with Forrest Roberts, who's CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Forrest, first of all, we started this convention out with some really bad weather all over the country, but the turnout here has been amazing. What do you think about it?
You know, Cindy, this has been a phenomenal week. We started the week with expectations that we would set a record for attendance over the past 10 years. To surpass those levels of attendees that we've had. And this week has turned out to be pretty much that. We had a little bit of a scare with Mother Nature with some bad weather across, not just here in the Colorado region, but across the entire U.S. But we're right at about 6,000 cattlemen from across the entire country that have really came into Denver with a real focused effort to make good business decisions for this industry. So all in all, as we round out the week here in Denver, we feel very good about the attendance. So this is by far and away the best turnout we have ever had when the convention has been based here in Denver.
And that is amazing considering the weather in some places where you've had cattlemen with their, you know, they're making a sacrifice being here and having to have someone else take care of their cattle.
Sure, and that's one of the things we have focused on, Cindy, is we want cattle producers from across the country and other folks that are part of the entire beef supply chain to come together for an industry-wide meeting that they can do. Number one, they can really gain something that is an event of a lifetime or an experience of a lifetime every day that they're here, not just once while they're here, but every day that they're here. And I really feel like that folks have had a sense of optimism that they've come into the convention with. We've obviously had really good levels of profit throughout just about every segment of the beef industry, and that's not a situation we've ever had. And so whenever you see that type of an opportunity, you tend to see people come into it with their spirits pretty high despite the weather and really ready to roll their sleeves up and make some good decisions.
All right, what are the main issues that you're seeing, that you're hearing the cattlemen talk about? That's you know, we got lots and lots of committee meetings going on now, but what do you see as the biggest issues right now for the industry?
You know, one of the big actions for this week is around the development of what we've been working on for about 6 months, and that is the beef industry long-range plan. So there's been a task force that has been working through this process for almost 6 months, and that is a process that looks at every segment of the industry. So just about every industry organization within the U.S. beef industry is represented on that task force. So it's been an opportunity for that group to bring forward all of their 5 to 6 months worth of work. And that really is the plan that takes this industry down the road, down the pathway 3 to 5 years. And that has been a big area of focus here this week, is for everyone to understand what's involved in that plan, what are some of the core strategies, provide input, make any final adjustments so that we can vote on that during our board of directors meeting. So that has been one of the biggest areas of my focus this week, is how do we make sure that we communicate what's in that plan so that people can have an opportunity to absorb it and kind of digest it and then make some good inputs.
And, of course, that plan really takes into account all of the issues that are important. It takes into account consumer perceptions, exports, the whole perception of the cattle industry as a whole, how you're going to stay in business in the face of regulations that could affect you. So really, that encompasses pretty much all of the major issues that are facing the cattle industry, right?
Absolutely, Cindy. And really, I break it down into about 3 or 4 pieces. First, that plan is focused around how do we grow demand for beef here domestically. Then secondly, how do we target the appropriate export markets for us to gain additional access into and then further promote U.S. beef into those export markets. And then the last thing is, how do we make sure that we're giving producers across this country freedom to operate? With the business climate and all of our efforts legislatively, how do we make sure that we give them the opportunity to have freedom to operate? But one thing that has been paramount through this entire process is how do we provide an environment that gives the signals for us to have an industry that starts to grow and an industry that starts to retain heifers into the cattle herd so that we can begin to get back into our growth mode. That is another part that's been really front row and center throughout this whole planning process.
Right. Well, because the prices have been good, because the numbers have been down, so you want to still keep the prices good but bring the numbers back.
Absolutely. That is the equation. That's a real tough equation to balance, but it is. Absolutely. This whole supply picture has no doubt been a big part of the profitability that we see in the industry, but long term, and that's what this plan has been focused on. How do we make sure that we have a growth engine, not one that's been in more of a retraction mode? So that's been a big area of focus.
You encompass pretty much everything. There's really no doubt that those are issues that are really important. The question is, once it's passed, what do you do with it?
Sure, that's a great question. And I think one of the things we're going to be really focused on is how do we implement this plan in a way that builds unity and a lot of engagement in this industry. We're an industry that sometimes gets splintered upon differing issues, and one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that we build a plan that gives this industry an opportunity to really unite around. So NCBA is an organization, we're going to be really trying to take this and understand how we as an organization really implement the pieces of it that are really specific to our organization. The first part of that will be around promoting and defending beef and modern beef production. The second thing we're going to do is take a look at that and understand from an organization, how do we then apply that in a way that we really add more value out there to our producer members and all the other members a part of this organization. And that's going to be a big area of focus here as we move forward in 2011. The other thing we want to do is how do we look at how we enhance our organization? And what I mean by that is how do we make our organization really more effective with how we carry out and make business decisions and implement plans like this? Those are real three really key areas that we're going to be focused on in 2011.
Well, let's look at that. One of the things that's always an issue with any organization is building membership. Where does NCBA stand as far as membership concerned, and where would you like to be?
Sure. We look at the membership element of our organization to be its lifeblood. And we're an organization that's going to be just shy of about 30,000 direct members. However, when you really start to analyze that a little bit greater in detail, you start to look at all of the affiliates around the country, the state cattlemen's organizations that are also technically members of NCBA through their affiliation. So when you add that, then you're going to talk about another probably 140,000 to 150,000 producers. And one of the things that we're trying to really do is implement a new dues structure right now. So far, that is going extremely well, and we're having a lot of opportunity to grow our membership here starting in 2011. So one of the main things for NCBA around 2011 is growth of our organization, growth of how we are making business decisions in a more effective way, and ultimately, if we do those things right, we think that'll help our industry start to move into a growth phase from an expansion point of view.
All right, I think that's good. That's a good point to end on. Thank you very much, Forrest Roberts, CEO of NCBA here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.